Lewiston.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my name is Michael Anthony Norton, and it's October 30th, 2023. This podcast is in the dark. I'm recording it in the dark. You're welcome to call in if you're listening live on the 30th October 2023 at 573-999-3703. A mass shooting last week in the city town of Lewiston, Maine, USA, North America. 18 lives were lost, my knowledge, in the media, and the 19th being the shooter, the killer. And I think we can discuss it in the media and in the schools and in the courts as follows. We first lost as a civilization the shooter. And if we had not lost the shooter with the methods that we utilize for our civilization today, we would not have lost those victims. And the same applies to the Columbine High School shooter back in the 90s at Littleton, Colorado. And all those killers in between, we lose them prior to they making victims out of other people and their families and losing those people. And if we can focus on how not to lose those people, even back to the World Trade Center bombing of 1993, we lost somewhere along the way those people who took those actions to make fatal victims out of other people. And many times themselves. Lewiston, Maine. How do we articulate in the media that all of those killers, even in that narrow range of 1993 to 2023, not limited to the United States, but all over the world, that we have lost prior to them causing more to be lost fatally. How do we articulate that there is nothing geopolitical in common with any of those killers? But the thing that's most common is we lost them from reality and civility. And how do we prevent that from happening? We can read reports that a pharmaceutical drug cycle time can be expeditiously and seemingly magically reduced from a norm of 12 years from design to marketplace to a one-year market cycle design to marketplace. And that amazing feat and report occur within the last 10 years. And as mediators, commentators, reporters, we can suggest a coincidence to consumers with regard to the magnetism constant that I calculated within the past 10 years and that extreme reduction in drug development and to market and advertising cycle time from 12 years to one before we can express that before we allow commentators and analysts in the same media circuits to express their opinion as to whether or not it is a coincidence and explain in their opinions what they think that coincidence is or is not. But if we don't allow that on the media discourse record at all, then we're not really being honest with our civilization, and especially the neuroscience, which is a component of how not to lose people like that before they make other people's loss, either fatally or not, or not. So how do we do that as a society and civilization? I have met people with severe neurological disorders who are not 100% time dysfunctional, but present as textbook cases defined in publications like the DSM. They take medications too, prescribed to them. And the medications obviously are not the end-all be-all to their treatment and well-being. We're not there yet. And it ought to be a market such that pharmaceutical output volume increases is today, not isolated from other components to the overall civilization and society system and infrastructure of care, which requires communications. And if one has a business, whether it be in education or entertainment or publishing or game design, video games, educational or just for pleasure, one in today's world is going to need a public relations, public affairs business unit that is not one person, but it takes a full office of employees. It could be 10 to 20 with an established flow of income and a stability of payroll so that there is focus within that unit of the business. It doesn't mean the entire company and objective has to be skewed to present a false public relations and communications entity. So with regard to math and science in the pharmaceutical economy or marketplace or enterprise, it really should be asked, has the innovation really changed in the past 10, 20, and 50 years with regard to neuroscience, brain science? And if so, where and when and how? And what evidence is there to show and support that finding? That a theory was written about energy and published 20 years ago is a small component that should already be one component in one of a number of classrooms today, discussed within that frame of progress and development towards responses thereafter to further develop it, and obstacles and hurdles that were made, and what areas of the civilization and society and infrastructure and economy were addressed and approached, and where there were failures, where and when the actual magnetism constant was arrived at, and what the results were of that, one of which I can tell you is an impression of a stateless Rotary Club in Boston, Massachusetts, which is not fairly reported by your established media today. For example, if a Silicon Valley bank fails within the past 24 months, look back at the reports and tell me, where did any of the reporters indicate it's because there was a fracture of management and failures in the stateless Rotary Club of Boston, Massachusetts? And where and when in that same time period and present, was there ever a report that one university in that same area of society and civilization, of which we are all interconnected, right? Did that one university become one that reaches from the Netherlands and northern central Europe through Boston, Massachusetts, and all the way out to southwestern United States in Los Angeles, California? Where and when was that reported? And is your university of the same geospatial and geopolitical miracle? Magic? Magical realism? And where is the money associated with that stateless Rotary Club in Boston, Massachusetts? I can give another evidence-based example of having submitted over 10 papers electronically to the mitt and glove of a journal of medicine in the area of that stateless Rotary Club within the past 10 years, all of which were squeezed by the imaginary mitt and vanished across the whole media and publishing spectrum. But yet this stateless Rotary Club has dollars and dollars that presents in places like Portland, Maine, with a new Monopoly game section for a square for Portland, Maine. Is Boston, Massachusetts, the stateless Rotary Club with tentacles from Netherlands to Los Angeles, to Virginia and south of the border of the U.S. and up to the Pacific Northwest through the Midwest? Where is all this money? Is it in the shooters or the shooters' victims' pockets? Of what report, of what shooting report? The ones that NPR says there are 100 in the past year, 200 in the past 2 years, 500 in the past 5 years. It may be that this so-called theorist, I, Michael Anthony Norton, who came up with a theory 20 years ago, magnetism constant 10 years ago, could have provided friends and acquaintances and associates to that media, traditional media pipeline and technology media pipeline early on, or not. It can be argued by media analysts for consumers, and such provisions giving them an unfair and immoral, non-competitive ability to create things like a stateless rotary club of currency not being reported in any of your media sectors, even though these reports of mass shooters everywhere are reported, covered. The drug cycle treatment time is reported. The Silicon Bank failure is reported. But they're all compartmentalized without any integrative qualities that a school of prestige on the higher learning level would claim they have a class with that very name being offered by who and what credits and credentials. That one college in Boston, with its miraculous extensions and $50,000 annual tuition nowadays, extensions from the Netherlands to Los Angeles, California, that's an amazing university spread. I can say with confidence and courage, has no math and science program that is anywhere near to reality in the present day, modern age of society. And that's a problem. That's a serious problem. The neuroscience. If we cannot get past geopolitical association and find that common ecosystem and ecology worthy of integration to the practice of brain education ranging from psychology to psychiatric care, psychiatry, neuroscience, human behavior. If we cannot express a lecture and an open conversation and discourse at an interdisciplinary level, why can they have so much money in the invisible corridors of our very same economy? In the millions and billions of dollars, volumes from quarter to quarter. How can a drug go from street-level consumption to radio advertising within a year or two without any real supportive evidence of any of what should be evidence in that practice before it goes such a market volume? Is that the reason for the stateless Rotary Club in Boston, Massachusetts? I'm speaking on behalf of the dead and the families who have victims who have fallen short in their promise of long and happy lives together, what, no matter how much pain or gain. And it's not legal for this stateless Rotary Club to spin everyone's lives like we're all casino game pieces on the roulette table every media cycle of the day. And why does the traditional media always treat it like an inferiority complex that they have as paid professionals? Why do, when I present, say, my calendar, my unique calendar edition to a news reporter at local CBS affiliate, who's credentialed to carry around a national CBS media logo and present whatever story they want? Why does the reporter take the time to take pictures of the calendar, talk to me about it, and then in the same cycle just erase the whole story, not present it at all? Who is instructing him to do that? Dateless Rotary Club of Boston, Massachusetts? Who is instructing Apple Corporation to erase my identity while taking money out of my bank account every month? Is that an American-founded business? Apple is. My business is. Apple is a global business. My business is, too. And Google Corp did not write my book. It may have pushed my publisher and I out of the identity of that collaboration we had many years ago, over 10 years ago, but it has not admitted that to your traditional media in any kind of academic, intelligent, or mature adult way, because it's part of the Boston Stateless Rotary Club with magical tentacles greater than the flings of Spider-Man, a comic book character. The Lewiston shooting, if it is 19 victims fatal, by our society, from a utilitarian perspective, totally, can be analogous to having lost 19 of 20 portions of your periodic table every day. Every day we live and breathe oxygen and carbon dioxide. Because I sent out and gave enough patience and time to respected, employed scientists and researchers and academics and business people a 20-step tidal sequence of every day on Earth, regardless of the time zone you're in. It happens without geopolitical care or worry. And it fits with your periodic table that we've been using for longer than we've been alive to give us the resources we utilize today. And those 19 are still lost. The only difference in this analogy is they don't have to be lost. They're the extent of our lives. And the practitioners credentialed in healthcare do not have to forget the reason, because the saturate media culture we live in demands that we hear about the earth out of control and the climate and the weather being out of control. That should not be an excuse for the health practice to lose the reason to observe, articulate, identify, and converse and discourse with regard to that respect to their formulation of their care for their patients, because they're using the same table. And the hyper weather flux age that is being lived in and observed and reported by media professionals should not also be a hurdle to conversation and discourse assembled between the health experts and the media consumers. That's also a loss of reason. The only reason I could come up with regard to why that's still occurring today is the stateless Rotary Club in Boston, Massachusetts, with magic arms that wrap all around the world. Because we have a World Wide Web today? How is it possible that I'm not at a conference table with other graduates from centers of higher learning whose responsibility is to publish, market, and promote scholarly textbooks for the schools? That's the Lewiston special tonight. I don't have the answer to that question. If you do, let me know.